Today I'm going to show you how to create a bracelet with a heart pattern. Before you watch this video, I suggest watching my chevron bracelet tutorial. After you've learned how to knot to the right versus to the left, you'll understand how to make this bracelet. Pick any two colors of embroidery floss and cut 4 strands of each. Tie them together in a knot and then secure them using tape or a clipboard. This bracelet consists of 4 rows repeated again and again to form a pattern. The first row is all white, the second has a white border and a red interior, the third has a red border with a white interior, and the final row is all red. The first row is all white, so I'm making 2 knots over each string going to the right by forming a normal 4. On this other side, since I'm forming knots to the left, I'll form a backwards 4. When you meet in the middle, you can choose either string to knot over the other, as long as you use the same string twice. And then make sure the strings switch places. For the second row, take this white string and bring it to the outside by forming a knot to the left. That's a backwards 4. Then take this white string and bring it to the outside by forming a knot to the right. That's a normal 4. Now finish the row by using that next red string to knot into the middle just like you would with a chevron bracelet. For the third row, take this red string and bring it to the outside by forming a knot to the left. Then take this red string on the other side and bring it to the outside by forming a knot to the right. Now finish the row by taking the next white string and forming knots into the center, just like you would with a chevron bracelet. The last row is all red, so just form knots the same way you would with a chevron bracelet. Once you finish that, the heart is complete. To continue making hearts, keep repeating those 4 rows, starting with the white one. If you're still confused by any part of this process, be sure to check out my blog for more helpful diagrams. The link will be below. If you want to see sneak peeks of future projects or pictures of food, you can follow me on Instagram. And if you like this tutorial, be sure to give it a thumbs up. Thanks for watching!